Thank the Lord for the opportunity to be here this evening. I'd like to share this little thought with you. Under the umbrella of a scripture in 1 Peter 4:11, and that verse says, "If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever." I want this little thought to be done, and the Lord to be pleased in all things that are spoken, that He and Him only would be glorified. Before I get into this little thought, I want to also make mention of the song service this evening. I just really appreciate this song service this evening. These songs we have sung many, many times, and not to take away from any other time that we have ever sang these songs. It's evident that others felt the Lord's presence this evening through in our song service. I felt the Lord's presence, and I so appreciate it. I'm so thankful. I was taking note and looking around, and I saw some hands raised in those songs. And it did my heart so good to see those hands raised. I looked at some of those individuals, and it let me know that song meant something to them as well. It let me know that through that song and through that particular verse, that God was real to them at that very moment in time, that they were consecrating, that they were needing those words, that they were needing that verse, that the Lord meant something to them. And I so appreciate. I appreciate all our songs and our services, but I do appreciate the Lord meeting with us here this evening in that song service. This evening, I am so thankful that we have the Lord on our side tonight. The things that we are up against in this world, the things we face, the organizations, the individuals that want to try to come against us, that want to silence us, that want to come against what we believe in. I am thankful tonight that the Lord is with us, that we have the Lord, that He is helping us to do life, and that I can rest assured that He will see us through, that He will see His people through. And then even down to my individual life, not only am I thankful that I have the Lord on my side as an individual, but that He knows me, that He knows what I face, He knows who I am, He knows what I need. And if I keep myself in a place where I will dedicate my life to Him and stay true to Him, and continually, humbly come before Him and keep my life open to Him, that He will be faithful to lead and to direct and to give instruction. I am so thankful for His faithfulness. And it is some of that instruction tonight that I would like to look at. That verse, the topic, the subject that I've written on the board comes from a very familiar verse, one I'm sure that we all could quote. Proverbs 4:23. That verse says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Keeping of the heart. I guess I feel it important, before we really get into that we understand the importance of the function of our physical heart. It probably doesn't need an explanation. It's pretty self-explanatory. But I guess I'll give you a simple explanation. I don't feel the need to get into the science and the biology of it. But to keep it simple, if your heart, your physical heart that you know as your blood pumping muscle, were to stop working, were to stop beating, you would stop living. I mean, that's the simple explanation. If your heartbeat, if you did not have a heartbeat, you would have no life. Your heartbeat is proof. It is evidence that you are alive, that you are living. If you've ever been in a situation, or I'm sure you have heard stories in a trauma situation, and if you come up on an individual and there is no response, there's one thing. Well, there's several things, but the first thing that they look for, the first thing that is on their mind to check, if they have an individual that is not responsive, is you check for a pulse. You check to see if there's a heartbeat, because above anything else, there has to be that. If life is expected to continue, you have to have that heart functioning and working the way that God intended for it to do. You can take away many things of this physical body, and this physical body can live, can continue to go on. You can cut off all my fingers, you can cut off all my toes, and I will continue with the help of the Lord. It is physically possible to continue living. You can even take away some of the functions of the brain. You can take away the functions of the brain that help me to speak, that help me to think, that help me to, that tells me, I don't know all the medical, that helps me to walk and run and do those types of things. You can take those away and I can physically still live. But if you were to take away the heart of a man, take away the heart of a human, you take away his life. I feel like we understand the importance of the heart, but that is, your heartbeat is, that is who you are physically. It's, you cannot continue without that heart. Hopefully we understand the importance of the function of the heart, and why we should put so much emphasis on keeping the heart healthy. If I want to sustain life and have a healthy life, then I need to have some concern. I need to look after my physical heart. That's why we do special diets and we do those types of things to keep this heart healthy. So therefore, we can have a healthier lifestyle. Because what we put into the heart is eventually going to expose itself in our lifestyle. How many times have we heard the saying, you are what you eat? And no, we're not talking about eating and digesting in the stomach, but the things that we eat have an effect. The physical activity we do, the exercise that we do, we all do it in anticipation that it will help me to have a healthier lifestyle, or it will help me to continue some years in my life. So maybe theologically speaking, when we're talking about this heart, in verse 23, keep thy heart with all diligence, maybe we can liken it to our lives, our actions, the words that we say are all going to stem from the heart. The heart is the heartbeat of who we are as a person. The things that I allow into my life and into my heart will show itself in my life, through my everyday living, through my actions, through my words, and through my heart. And maybe that's why, David said, Lord, and I'm thinking again of how important the physical heart is compared to this heart that verse 23 is speaking about. And maybe that's why David said, search me, O God, know my heart, try me and know my thoughts. Lord, I need you. The Lord knows what's in our heart. But Lord, search my heart. Look at my heart. Know what I am made up of. So therefore, if I am in tune with you enough and I am connected with you enough, then you can show what you know about me. You can show me what I have in my heart. If there's something I'm not sure about or there's something I don't know about myself, Lord, search me. Know my heart. Know what is inside of me, and Lord, help me to be so connected and in tune with you that you can show me things about myself. Because the actions, the things of my life are going to reflect the things that I let inside my heart. The things that, as Christians, as people who make a profession, as people who, us, here in this building tonight, we say we want our lives to be pleasing to God. I love the Lord. I want to do His will. I want to give my heart to the Lord. But if that's the result that I'm expecting, if I'm expecting to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord, and I want that to be my actions, then I'm going to have to be very careful. I'm going to have to watch. I'm going to have to keep my heart if that's the life that I expect to live. If I want every aspect of my life to be pleasing to the Lord, then I am going to have to keep and watch every aspect that I allow my heart to be in, the environment that I allow my heart to be in, the situations that I allow my heart to be in, the things that I surround myself with, the things that I allow myself to consume, the things I allow myself to hear, the things I allow myself to see. Because when I do those things are, is what I'm becoming. That's what the heart is going to be fed from something. The heart is going to get its nourishment from something. Lord, help me to be so very careful and to keep this precious heart that the everyday actions and the everyday living of my life would reflect you and who you are. I think about the seeds that can get planted in our heart, and how the little things that can come into our lives that over time, you know, at the time that there's things that we allow into our lives that, you know, that might not seem like a big deal, that might seem okay, and sometimes they can be so minuscule and so small, and you know, we don't recognize them as something that shouldn't be there, and you know, it doesn't happen it doesn't happen all at one time. You know, I mean, I think about David. He was mentioned this morning. And it was mentioned that we commonly refer to as David as a man after God's own heart. And I think, you know, what a very nice place to be in. To be that type of person that was called a man after God's own heart. What a wonderful place to be in. And as Brother Rod said this morning, I would like to capture that part of David. And that part of his life and whatever he was doing. And I would like to know what his everyday actions were. He was doing something right. We have referred to David as a man after God's own heart all our lives. All down through time he's been known as a man after God's own heart. I would love to capture and to know more detail. And David, what were you doing to be referenced as that, to be known as that? But look over the course of David's life. And think about somewhere along the way, he had to let something in. Something got in somewhere. I wouldn't think it happened all at one time that one day David's a man after God's own heart and the next morning he wakes up and he's having all these thoughts of jealousy which led to murder, which led to adultery. I don't think it happened overnight. Somewhere along the way, something slipped by David without him being aware. He went from being known as a man of God, a man that loved the Lord, a man that his heart, mind, and soul were dedicated and were doing the things of the Lord and were in the Lord's will. But somewhere along the way, he didn't keep his heart. He let something get by, and oh, how easy it is, or how easy it would be for something to slip in. If we're not being careful and we're not watching and we're not keeping. I thought about Judas Iscariot. Think about Judas. Think about being in the place in life where the Lord looked at you and said, "That is somebody I want to follow me. I want him to be with me day in and day out. I want him to be in my circle of friends. I want him to be with me there, and I can teach and I can relate." Think about being able to be in that place and being one of those people that the Lord looked at you and said, "I choose you." The Lord either saw a need that Judas had, and the Lord called Judas to minister that need. But Jesus wanted Judas right there with him. There was something special about Judas that the Lord saw in order to call him. And we don't have too much information on Judas, but I would like to think that day in and day out, Judas was right there with all the other disciples, listening to the Lord and learning from the Lord and walking with him and maybe standing up to him when people were putting down on him and ridiculing him. And then look at the very end. Look at what Judas gave up. He traded all of those experiences in his life, his short life that he had with the Lord, all those times with the Lord, all those opportunities that he had to learn and be right there side by side. He was willing to give all that away for 30 pieces of silver. And I have to think, what happened? When did it happen? Did it happen all at once and overnight? Maybe. I doubt it. Somewhere along the way, something got by. Maybe without him recognizing. Something slipped in and he didn't notice it. And over time, it grew and it grew and it grew. And then eventually, it came out. in his everyday actions, in his life actions, in what he did. Lord, help us to keep our hearts. Thinking about how the heart is a very prized possession, and we know the Lord wants our heart. The Lord loves us, wants our heart. But not only is it prized by the Lord, we also know that it is prized by Satan himself. I'm not going to say it's prized as much by Satan as the Lord. I won't say that, but I'm going to tell you, it probably runs close. The Satan, not that he loves you and loves your heart, but he wants your heart. There's something that he wants. I read and heard it explained this way. If you can, like, just paint a little picture for you. Think about a castle. And I did a little bit of research just to kind of make sure this was accurate. But think about a castle. And a lot of these castles had what they had called a keep, or the inner keep. And most of the time, it was located in maybe like a courtyard setting. And many considered this keep, or the inner keep, to be the most desired place to be in this castle. All right? It was probably the most well built, the most structured. It had, if you think about your castle walls, the inner keep was typically built out of even thicker stone and even thicker material than the outside castle walls. It was the most prized location of that castle. And for a good reason. That is where many of your officials, much of your, they stayed or did a lot of their day-to-day business. The inner keep, especially in the event of an attack, was considered the safest place to be. That is where your king and queen and all your high officials would go, because that was the safest place to be. But it was also a very prized place to be. Prized by the enemy. Because the enemy knew that if he could get in there to that inner keep, he could successfully acquire what he was wanting. And most of the time was to do harm or to do hurt to a king or a queen or a high official. So this inner keep was very, very heavily guarded. Guards most of the time, all the way around. It had its own gate. It had its own door. It was a prized possession by the community, the castle community, but it was also a prized possession by the enemy. This inner keep on a day-to-day activity would see individuals in and out, coming to do business with whatever official they needed to do business with. And a guard would have to challenge every individual that went in and out. That's how important it was. This guard had to be so very careful. His life probably depended on it. His job depended on it. Many good things came through that inner keep. Many, many good people wanting to do fair and honest business came through that inner keep. But there were times when you would have individuals that would disguise themselves, trying to breach a gate or trying to breach a wall, trying to get inside that inner keep, because they knew the valuable things that they were seeking were going to be inside. So a guard would have to be so very careful. And again, would have to challenge each and every one that came through. And you better have some good reason for coming through. You better have a last name that was recognizable. You better have some kind of identification. You better have a good reason for coming through, because you were going to be challenged. They were constantly approached day in and day out. And I thought, how true, if we can somehow liken that to our hearts, how true it is that as we live this life, that we are constantly approached by good and evil. We are constantly, we as a people, we are used to being approached by good. We much of the time put ourselves in good environments and good surroundings, but we live life and we have to do things day to day, and we go to jobs and we go here and there, and we are constantly approached by evil. Again, things that we see, things that we hear, things that sometimes we can't help, but we are constantly approached by the things of this world, the vanities of this world, the images of this world. Lord, help us to be able to challenge everything that I come up against in this life. Because the devil, as individuals, were so skilled at disguising themselves to be somebody else or to be something else, to get into that inner keep. The devil is a master at disguising himself as something that may not be a big deal, as something that might seem okay. The devil is a master of using things that maybe we wouldn't see any harm in, that he would love to somehow sneak into without us being aware of what it is and what it truly is. Lord, help us to keep our hearts in the fact that, Lord, we challenge the things that we face. And we look at these things, Lord, and we seek you about these things. And when I come up against some of these things, and I feel like I want to partake some of these things, and some of these are okay, but Lord, help me to know how to bring these things to you and how to seek your will on these things. Lord, help me to know how to keep my heart. And if this is something that you're not pleased with, that this is something that you don't want in my life, the Lord, that I will be in a situation that I can keep those things out. Because I'm keeping my heart. I'm keeping my heart for things of you. I want those things to... I can't let those things in. I can't afford to let those things in. Keep thy heart with all diligence. I'm thinking of that guard and his job and what he had to do. I'm thinking of the consequences. I know you hear stories. I think I've heard Brother Eric refer to it in the military when an individual was put on watch for the night, of how important it was for him to stay on watch. That was his job. And if he were to fall asleep, if he were to become unaware of what the consequences were, we can't afford to fall asleep. We can't afford to lose our focus. We can't afford to not keep our heart with all diligence. The passage of the scripture goes on. I'd like to just look at verse 25. Telling us how we can keep. Give some examples here. Verse 25 says, "Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. I think that's some good instruction. Because I think in this life, there are so many things going all around us. There are so many things to get distracted by. There are so many things that will draw our attention away from what is important. There are so many things that maybe was mentioned this morning that aren't wrong in themselves, but the devil knows how to take those things and use those things to his advantage. So we will get distracted, and then we will lose our focus, and we won't be able to keep our heart. And that verse says, "Let thine eyes look right on. Let thine eyelids look straight ahead." Dear ones, in order to keep our heart, we're going to have to maintain our focus. Yes, we get involved in and we have to do these things each and every day. And we have to live life. But through all of that, we have to be able to see through those things and see the importance of what we have and what we have to hold on to, because we can't afford to lose these things. Verse 26, ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. My actions, my life, my thoughts, my words are stemming from what's inside my heart. They are a reflection of what is inside my heart. Lord, help me to ponder those things. Help me to weigh those things. Help me to think about those things. And give thoughts to those things and get serious about thinking about those things and my actions. And Lord, is what is coming out of my life, what is coming from my heart, are they a result of, they are a result of what I have let in my heart. So Lord, are the things in my heart, is it all about you? Is it things from you? Lord, help us to think about our lives, our words, our actions. If it is truly our desire, and I believe with all my heart that it is, to make heaven our home, then I am going to have to keep my heart with all diligence. Many translations say, and guard thy heart. And I like that word as well. Guard thy heart. You know, Brother Rod mentioned this morning about the Lord wanting to write His law in and on our hearts. And I think about that. And I think about all the precious things that we have. So yes, let me back up. Keep thy heart with all diligence. We do want to guard our heart from letting Satan slip in, to get in, to have an effect on us and who we are. But then I also think about God writing His law in and on my heart. And I think about all the precious things that we have. All the, as Brother Jared mentioned this morning, all the messages that we've all sat through for all of our lives. All the information that we have available to us. And if I have paid attention and I have dedicated my life to God, all the things that He has given me and blessed me with, and all those things that I am storing up in my heart, don't I want to hold on to those things? Don't I want to hold on to those things? Don't I want to be able to go back and reflect upon some of those things? Don't I want to go back and maybe the way I was raised and the way mom and dad taught me things and the songs I sang and the preaching I've heard and the being with loved ones, being with family, being with church family, all those things that meant so much to me all down through my life. And I hold those things so close to my heart. Dear ones, Satan wants to take those things away. He will do whatever he can to slip in somehow and pull those things away from us and rob us of all those things that the Lord has given us down through life. I want my life, I want my thoughts and my actions, the desires of my heart, to be acceptable to the Lord. But, you know, those desires and those actions, those words and those thoughts, they're going to come from what's inside of me. My thoughts are going to come from what I meditate on and what I feed upon and what I do from day to day. Lord, help us to keep our hearts with all diligence. Diligence being careful and persistent. Lord, help us to be careful in keeping our heart. Help us to be careful with the things you give us, and then help us to be careful, to be aware, to be focused, that those things won't slip away. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Lord, help us all. We have something very precious, and I don't want to give any room. I don't think any of us want to give any room for the devil to work. And we live in a world that, again, he will use anything to his advantage. He will do anything and everything he can. He will use something so small to slip in and to rob us of those things. Lord, help us to keep our heart with all diligence. Amen.